It is KMRS, 1230 AM, 107.7 FM. It's Murphy in the Morning. It's time now for our community connection. I've got School Superintendent Shane Munson here. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Nice to see you, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely, yeah. So you had a recent meeting, and I just would like to ask you what went over the agenda. What are we talking about today?
Well, the first one I'd like to touch base on is just our building update and the bond that the voters approved last August. So we're still on schedule. Last night at the school board meeting, the school board voted to go out for bids now. So that means companies will be able to bid on the construction work that will be happening with a breaking ground date of late June, early July of this summer. So we're excited about that. The project continues to move forward. It'll be an exciting time to watch the progress of the building project on the north end of the elementary school. Again, when it's completed, the first floor will have community education and pre-K, and the second floor will be the sixth graders will be moving back from the high school, and there'll be a special education room upstairs and student support room probably. So we're excited about that space and thank the voters for approving that, and then we'll continue with work on the safe and secure entrance at the elementary. And then because pre-K classrooms are moving into the new addition, there's going to be some repurposing of classrooms that'll take place in the existing building as well. When it's complete and we're reorganized, we'll have classrooms to better support our students and their needs. As you know, education has changed significantly over the last, I would even say the 10 years I've been here. Just what schools are asked to provide our students, from mental health supports to English language learner supports to health supports, and then, you know, our free meals for all, and just a lot of things go on in a school building every day, and space is critical to be able to provide those services in a world-class way. And I'm proud to say with this project, we'll be able to continue to provide our students and families with a world-class education here in Morris.
I think that mental health is, you know, I mean, half the time my brain is a Dr. Phil episode, but then sometimes it goes to Jerry Springer, you know. So I think mental health is, and not a lot of people, it's getting more commonplace now, but not a lot of people, especially when I was growing up, it wasn't a thing at all. And so I think that's really cool, because even when I was in junior high and high school, I didn't have those resources.
Right. And just recognizing, you know, over the course of time that students' brains are developing, you know, our brains aren't fully developed till about age 25, 26. So thinking about that, you know, we have students going through all kinds of things as they grow, whether that's just normal, whatever normal behavior, you know, normal growing things, plus the, you know, social media, and then family challenges can also weigh on students' minds. And if they're worried about all those other things, it interferes with their learning. And ultimately, at the end of the day, as an educational institution, pre-K public education, pre-K 12 public education, we want to provide them with a good solid foundation to go into the world and be productive citizens. So.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. So, the school board special election that, you know, they need to vote by April 8th, right? That's what you said?
Yeah. So, if you recall, we had a school board member resign because he took a teaching position in our district and he couldn't be on the school board and be a teacher. So, we appointed a member, Miguel Calvo. And because there was more than 2 years of the term left, we have to run a special election. Early voting is available right now at the courthouse, Stevens County Courthouse, with a vote date of April 8th at the Armory here in Morris. So I would just encourage all voting eligible folks in the Morris Area School District to get out and vote. Miguel is running for that seat again. He's, like I said, graciously filled in as an appointed. And we have another candidate, Mr. Luthai, is also on the ballot. So there's two candidates there running for one seat. So please get out and vote.
Very cool. Now, you know, when I was growing up, I had a pager. And so people could page me. I didn't have all the social media. I didn't have a cell phone. I didn't have any of this when I was in school.